The arrest of a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man in her courtroom avoid arrest by immigration officials is sparking reactions nationwide. We'll hear from Milwaukee officials. It's Monday, April 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Trump administration's decision to reverse the cancellation of some international student visas includes Wisconsin students. And we'll hear from a Wisconsin native and bassist for the Talking Heads about the iconic concert film Stop Making Sense. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
Public officials are reacting to the FBI's arrest of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of helping a man in her courtroom avoid federal immigration officials last week. Dugan was arrested at the Milwaukee County Courthouse and charged in federal court with counts of obstruction and concealing an individual. Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson called the arrest, quote, overly dramatic.
They're just trying to have this show of force, and in the process of doing this in a courthouse where people need to go for court proceedings, they're scaring people away from participating in the process.
Republican State Representative Bob Donovan previously sat on the city's Common Council.
Judge Dugan has no one to blame but herself if, in fact, these accusations are correct.
Dugan's arrest was announced by a social media post from FBI Director Kash Patel on Friday morning. At least a third of the visas that have recently been terminated at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have been restored for now. That follows an announcement from President Donald Trump's administration last week. Anna Marie Yanni reports.
Facing a wave of lawsuits, the administration reversed the termination of thousands of visa registrations in a federal database. A UW-Madison spokesperson says that includes nine on campus. Additional students won protection in court, including international student Yu Yang. Her immigration attorney, David Wilson, says the government's reversal will allow some international students to comfortably return to school. But there is still uncertainty.
It's a great step. I think that there's still more fighting to be had about what had unfolded in the last few weeks.
A Department of Justice lawyer reportedly told a federal judge that the administration was working on a new system for reviewing and terminating visas. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than $2 million in federal funding will go towards expanding rental assistance for Native American veterans who are at risk of becoming homeless. The money comes as the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is facing cuts to grants and staff. The agency says it's leftover funding from previous fiscal years that will go towards HUD's Tribal Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing Program. The Oneida Nation has been helping Native American vets under the program for the last decade. During a press conference this week, Oneida Nation member Mitchell Walkoff said that he's a former Marine. He also said the program helped him and his sons find housing after he was evicted and ended up living in his car for several weeks.
I can't say enough of how much this has taken me and my family, from me living in a car to we have a home over our heads and we're safe.
HUD Secretary Scott Turner said more than 500 veterans in 29 tribal communities are currently being housed under the program. A bill advancing in Wisconsin would set criminal penalties specifically for the crime of sextortion. As Sarah Lear reports, lawmakers introduced the proposal after a Wisconsin teenager took his own life earlier this year.
The FBI says it's seen an increase in sextortion targeting children. Typically, that's when adult scammers solicit explicit photos by pretending to be someone the victim's own age. Then they threaten to release that material unless the victim sends money. Brittany Byrd says her son Brayden was a sextortion victim before he died by suicide last month. Now, the Cronin-Wetter mom wants to ensure that no other parent suffers the same loss.
Nobody talks about it because people think it's shameful. I've never been ashamed of my kid. He's 15. He's doing what 15-year-olds do.
Byrd testified in favor of a bipartisan bill which would set felony penalties for sextortion. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Hotline at 988. Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about the Wisconsin native who played in one of the greatest concert films of all time. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with more on an iconic musician who grew up in the Milwaukee area.
Hi, I got a tape I want to play.
The movie Stop Making Sense has been hailed as one of the greatest concert films of all time. Directed by Jonathan Demme, the film unfolds as members of the Talking Heads take the stage one by one, culminating in an explosive dance party. One of the band's core members, keyboardist Jerry Harrison, is a Shorewood, Wisconsin native. WPR Beta host Doug Gordon talked with Harrison about the legacy of the Talking Heads and their iconic movie.
To begin with, when I joined the band, one of the biggest things I tried to do was to reinforce what they were already doing. I thought that what they were doing was already brilliant and wonderful. And so I just wanted to make it, say, a little stronger, a little fuller. There were places where having another instrument could help, sometimes smooth transitions between different sections of the song. I think that when I joined the band, there was an element of, I think we could keep this, but we could also, if someone's listening along, they're going to keep dancing by maybe the part that I'm adding in.
Let's fast forward to 1983. Talking Heads are touring to promote their fifth studio album, Speaking in Tongues. And then the band decides to shoot a concert film over the course of three nights at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood.
Having the brilliance of Jordan Cronenwith as the DP, he spent a lot of time realizing that I can deal with dynamic range that the camera can't. And so sometimes it was dimming some of the brighter lights and bringing up some of the dimmer lights to get the right balance so that it actually was a lot closer to translating into what your eye actually was seeing. And then I think what Jonathan did is he understood that there was a built-in narrative to the film. And he kind of came to us and said, I want to film this. And we thought, well, this is really great. We have somebody who has experience as a commercial film director. But we just loved his enthusiasm. And it was obvious he was really a music lover. And if you go to his other films, he always gives the music a chance to be loud in his film. If he's going to bother to have a song in the film, he really uses it as more than the background of the scene, but as closer to the foreground as setting the stage and the fabric of the scene.
One of the most fascinating things about Stop Making Sense is this idea of the band members coming out on stage one at a time. Can you tell us about this?
So we started that tour, the four of us came out and played, and then we said, we're not the same as we used to be, and everybody else came out. So this sense that we went from simpler to complex was already there. And then David said, like, how far can we take this? Can we build the stage? Can we go from one person to the entire band? Sort of in succession, in some ways, people have pointed out, it's sort of like David had done songs on his own, then Chris played with him, then Tina joined. We, of course, reversed that in the film. Then I joined, and then the band got big. And the band got big because we had music that we couldn't play with just a four-piece.
Do you have a favorite song that best reflects the contributions that you made to the sound of Talking Heads?
Well, I'd say Take Me to the River is a good one because it's like dominated by the organ. And if the organ weren't there, that'd be a very different song.
The New Yorker film critic Richard Brody says that Stop Making Sense is the rare concert movie that is itself a work of art. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the fact that we conceived it, and David gets the lion's share of the credit, as a visual and narrative and staging experience along with the music, it was a complete artistic statement.
That was Talking Heads keyboardist and guitarist, Shorewood native Jerry Harrison, reflecting on the band and the movie Stop Making Sense. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
And of course, a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. It'll be cloudy and really windy today with highs in the 60s and 70s, showers this morning, and then clearing a little bit later on. However, later on tonight in western Wisconsin and central Wisconsin, there's a chance for some severe weather, hail, and possibly even tornadoes. Overnight, low temperatures into the 30s and 40s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Stay safe with that chance of potential severe weather happening later on today, and have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.